This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I need some help from the audience today on this question. What is freedom of the press? And Senator Jeff Flake lecturing us on the Constitution, suggesting that the Trump administration is not following the Constitution. He's saying that based on the fact that the press credentials of Jim Acosta have been withdrawn. The Justice Department has come out and said, look, the president can decide who's in the press corps, who covers this. This is, you know, a function of the White House and how it operates. But I just want to try and understand what the typical journalist thinks is freedom of the press. Can you help me there? I would most appreciate that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What do you think, Todd? You got a definition of the freedom of the press? Silence?
Maybe that's his answer.
Is that his answer?
Freedom.
Check your screen, boys. I wasn't getting either one of you.
You couldn't hear us.
Nice to have you paying attention. Whatever the heck you just asked me, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No idea what we asked him. We asked him if you liked pink or blue better. Which color did you know?
Blue.
Freedom of press. What does freedom of press mean to you?
Well, apparently in this day and age, it means you can just stand there with a microphone at the White House press conference and just yammer away.
Yammer away.
And why is... Tell me why Fox News is joining in that lawsuit with CNN. Explain that to me.
All those press organizations get all hoity-toity about, you know, but what I don't understand is, look, you know, if Jim Acosta had got up and said, Mr. President, you know, your hair is really bad, and you're not doing a very good job as president, you couldn't exactly throw him out. Jim Acosta was disrupting a press conference. So I don't know why there's this debate over, the Constitution. I mean, come on. If you want to have a debate about whether or not the Constitution is being followed, boy, let's have at it. Let's go line by line through the expenditures of the federal government, and you show me where they are in the Constitution. You show me where the Founding Fathers said, you know, the kinds of things that now are federal responsibilities should be federal responsibilities. You want to dig into the Constitution? Let's have that game. Let's go. Right now. I don't get it. I don't get it. But I do want to talk about it. So if you have a thought on what is freedom of the press, share it with us, would you? 701-258-0550. We'll do that a good chunk of this hour. And anything else on your mind? On the show we call, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with a fella by the name of Mark Scogerbo. He is speaking on Sunday evening, 7 o'clock, for the Cowboys for Christ event at Kiss Livestock in Mandan. Way to go, Kiss Livestock, for hosting this. That's wonderful. That is, again, 7 o'clock Sunday. So Mark's going to give us a little preview of his talk. Talk about the Constitution. The guy is, he's a pro. He's an expert. He loves it. Senator John Hoeven will be here a little later on in the program today to talk about the Farm Bill and latest on trade and the border, a little election recap, and much more coming up. We'll also ask him about this ROTC controversy on funding. General Al Dorman was a guest of Chris Berg's last night on Point of View, and he evidently said a change in 2015 in the federal government where cadets had to choose between the GI Bill and tuition grant assistance, where before they could combine those two, is part of the problem here. So I don't know if there's a federal fix, but we'll talk about it. And then lastly, well, actually two other things. One guest you get to hear from today is the chief technology officer and the founder of an organization called Measureo. And he is part of something called Cultivate. This is a gathering of the agriculture and the technology world in Fargo today. Cultivate, 1 until 5, happening over at Island Park's stage. So that'll be fascinating. They have a farmer panel there, lots of different technology, a lot of great speakers, and really move them through there fast. You know, just keep on moving. So we'll learn a little bit about that today. And then also my friends at Pfeiffer's have a big auction coming up at the Auction Center of North America in beautiful Steele, North Dakota. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a tease as to some of the fine equipment that will be auctioned off. Okay? All right, there you go. Now you got a preview of the show. Now we can talk. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Okay, we got Todd's take. It was somewhat tongue-in-cheek, in case you didn't notice. I caught that, Todd, when you said your view of freedom of press is get behind the microphone and say anything you want, right?
Well, that's the apparent viewpoint of, and like another texter points out, it's not like CNN doesn't have anybody else in there.
Yeah, good point. Not to mention, you know what? Jim Acosta is free to write, print, say anything he wants. This is another thing I think they miss. Your press credentials been provoked because you didn't follow the rules.
Right. Okay?
But that doesn't mean you can't report. Go stand outside the White House and report all you want. Say everything you want.
What if during the previous administration, a reporter from Fox News was standing up there with a mic being belligerent like that? A, would he be allowed to stay? And B, would CNN join Fox in the impending lawsuit?
Come on, folks. This is ridiculous. This should take you 30 seconds to figure out. So Jeff Flake is at some presidential or some press dinner last night, Freedom of the Press dinner or something, and he's reading from the Constitution. You know, all holier than thou with the Constitution, and suggesting that we're in trouble because we're not following the Constitution anymore.
Well, really? Can't let that get in the way.
Really? It was a congressional dinner, I guess is what it was, but he gave a speech supporting the press. Jeff Flake is much more interested, in my view, in Jeff Flake than he is the Constitution. Jeff Flake is much more interested in Jeff Flake than he is Jim Acosta and CNN. This is the problem with most of these media folks. They think they're smarter than everybody. They have an outsized ego that is unbelievable. And they start to believe their own stuff, their own rhetoric. There's been a ruling from the Justice Department on this, by the way, that the president has the authority and the ability to revoke a press pass. So that's, between that and Jeff Flake's speech, is sort of why this is in the news again as well. Yeah. Scott, the new freedom of the press. You're lying. You're a racist. We're going to impeach him. Did you see me in the press room? Go to YouTube. I'm also on YouTube. 15 seconds of self-promotion for these news people. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Another texter wants to know the latest on the caravan. Migrants, as some have called them, in a caravan of Central Americans, arrived in Tijuana by the hundreds yesterday, getting their first glimpse of the robust U.S. military presence that awaits them after President Trump ordered thousands of troops to the border. Several hundred people from the caravan got off buses, made their way to a shelter on the Mexico side near the border to line up for food. Doctors checked those fighting colds and other ailments, while several dozen migrants, mostly single men, spent the night at a Tijuana beach that is cut by a towering border wall of metal bars. Several Border Patrol agents in San Diego watched them through the barrier separating the U.S. and Mexico. Yeah, there they are. Yep. It's official now. Again, not all, but some at Tijuana. So there you have the very latest. Most interesting. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Cattle men and women, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to come out for a day to discuss the issues regarding our cattle industry. Bring your neighbors and your kids, free daycare available. The date is Saturday, November 17th at the Ramada in Bismarck. Hear from Dr. Susan Keller, Dr. Kevin Sedovic, range specialist Jess Peterson from United States Cattlemen Association, along with Newcastle, Wyoming rancher Tracy Hunt. To register, go online at iban.org. There's also a gun raffle, dance, and banquet following.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Already in, Scott.
We're going.
Booper is already playing. Yeah, it's way too late.
Oh, I see. 20 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Hello, friends. You know, I'm having some smoked in-the-shell peanuts today. You guys ever had any of those?
No.
Todd, how about you?
Smoked in-the-shell peanuts?
No. Yeah. See what Todd, I see what he did just
there. A little peanut steam there.
Yeah.
Smoked
the peanuts. Yeah,
in the shell.
They're in the shell peanuts. And they're smoked.
I don't think peanuts should smoke. They're too young.
Sharing. Hello.
Well, they're probably old enough now. I guess we can let them smoke. Now, how do you know pig pen's even smoking anyway? How can you tell?
It's one of my favorite snacks, though, by far. And Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. I don't know if you know this, because you probably think of Schweitzer's for dry-aged North Dakota-raised beef. Right, and you should. That's their specialty there. But they also have smoked pistachios and the peanuts.
Okay, next time you come to Bismarck.
And they are one of our fine new sponsors here on the program. And Todd, as a service to our audience, since we have a new sponsor, I thought I would sample some today and talk about how good they are. I forgot to get them to you and Kevin, but I'll do that next time, I promise.
Yeah, it's poor. I mean, at least Kevin's right there, but I mean, at least, you know. I mean,
right. Welcome.
I don't think you get a pass on forgetting Kevin. I mean, me, I'm 200 miles away, but.
Do you know where Schweitzer's is, Todd?
Is that the one here in Bismarck?
It is, right there in Bismarck.
Okay, yeah. In fact, they have a what is it, in Braddock, their original place.
Yeah, that's on the farm, actually. They have a
right. Because we used to go by there all the time. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, they got one in South Washington in Bismarck. So
this
cool.
This is the outlet store. And it's by Running Stand Supermarket there on Washington. You can't, the little strip mall there, you can't miss it. All right, so stop on over there and tell them Scott sent you and say, hey, dry-aged North Dakota-raised beef, and throw in some those great peanuts for good measure. Janet in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Okay, about the freedom of the press. I believe that if you're going to publish something, it should be the truth. And Acosta was rude and obnoxious in that press conference. There was a whole room full of reporters. But he only wanted to make speech. And as far as I'm concerned, they should have taken him out right there. He should have been taken from the room immediately. And I don't believe he deserves a pass.
Yeah, and, you know, Janet, to be fair, if we're going to say, okay, what is he saying? Is it the truth or not? I would argue a lot of times CNN and MSNBC and everything, it's you know, they're taking a fact and then they're putting 10 different theories on it that come from the left. So it's, you know, there may be some sliver in there that is a factual piece of information. For instance, Jeff Sessions has been fired. Well, why has he been fired? Then they come up with all their different ideas. That's going to be hard to say. You're telling the truth, you're not telling the truth. But as you say, he can say whatever he wants, you know, obviously within reason, but he cannot disrupt the press conference, grandstand, steal the mic out of the you know, the intern's hand. The guy's being a jerk.
Exactly. You get a question, you get a follow-up, you're done. Sit down.
My favorite part of that whole deal, if you go back and watch it, and I don't know if we still have it or not, but my favorite is he starts by saying this, Janet. He starts by saying, I want to challenge you. Oh, really? Are you a political opponent? Maybe you ought to put on your Bernie Sanders costume and run for president there. Wait a minute. You don't need much of a costume. You know, I mean, I want to challenge you. You're a reporter. Ask a question. You know, this idea that I'm going to challenge. It's all grandstanding, you know?
He wasn't asking a question, and he wasn't giving anyone else a chance. He just thought he should have the whole thing to himself. And he did push that intern.
Yeah, sure
I watched
did.
The conference. You know, yeah. I watched the press conference. And I think President Trump was right when he said, you shouldn't be working for CNN. You know? But anyway, freedom of the press, you should do at least tell some of the truth.
I'm with you, Janet. Appreciate the call and the good common sense here. We'll relive a minute or two of this. Go ahead, Kim.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms.
Here we go.
If you don't mind, Mr. President, that this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border.
There's the other thing.
Is there a question there anywhere?
Right. I want to challenge you on something you said at the end of the campaign when you called this an invasion. I believe it's an invasion. It's not an invasion. I believe it's an invasion. Guess what, Jeff Flake? No, that's not his name. Jim Acosta. Guess what, Jim Acosta? I can call it anything I want. You can challenge it and disagree and everything else, but I believe it's an invasion because, you know, I mean, they want to split hairs and say, well, an invasion, they'd actually have to come across the border. No, they're planning an invasion. That's an invasion. I mean, it is so dumb. What they waste time
What's the
on
minimum
it?
Quantity on a textbook definition of invasion? Isn't 5,000 big enough? I mean, I realize if two people cross the border, invasion may be stretching it, but it seems like if 5 or 10,000 are coming, go ahead and throw the name on there.
See, I think his argument is the invasion isn't here yet, so it isn't technically an invasion, but give me a break.
Impending invasion, then.
Again.
Fine.
He can call it anything he wants.
Exactly.
Miles, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I just had an opinion on the whole Acosta thing. I think that's his name. The question that he asked was just a question. I'm not sure where you guys are miscuing him lying or not telling the full truth. It was just a question, and it was about something that Trump had said. So I'm just curious, what was out of bounds about that particular question?
Nothing. I mean, I think, for one, I think it's stupid, but that's just typical of CNN. That's just my opinion, right? I like strawberry, you like chocolate, so we might disagree on the flavor of the question, but I don't think the question is the offense. He asked that question, sits down, nothing happens. The reason something happened is because he asked another question and another question and another question, and the president said, you're done, and then he wouldn't give up the microphone. And then he fights an intern for it. That's what the problem
is. Protocol is you get one question, one follow-up, then you're done.
Now, when he was trying to ask the question, he asked the same question. It was a simple question. Now, whether I believe the president is a nationalist or whatever they call him is irrelevant. I just think it's unfair that the press has got to be held to such a high standard, and the president can go up there and say anything he wants, and then you guys have got to come on the news and try to give it some kind of meaning. And I know that makes your job hard. I'm just wondering where this is. Sounds like it's going to be the beginning of something that the media and the White House are going to come at blows, go to blows for over something as simple as
this is
asking a question at the press conference.
To more of your calls.
Yeah, interesting take, Miles. Thanks. Call again. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The campfire has now burned more than 10,000 structures to the ground and killed 56 people. And that latter number is expected to rise as over 130 people in that vicinity are still listed as missing.
The careless use of the term fake news is not just injurious to the body politic. It puts journalists in real danger.
Outgoing Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake there speaking at last night's Congressional Correspondents Association dinner.
I thought I would have to serve a lot longer than Orrin Hatch, and still would never hear the President of the United States refer to our free press as the enemy of the people.
The Commerce Department says retail sales were up 0.8% last month as more Americans were buying cars, appliances, and electronics. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I hope that's on your speed dial. That way you can join the conversation anytime. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Local number is 258-0550. 258-0550. I mentioned earlier, I want to tell you about Auction Center of North America, big auction plan for November 29th. This is coming pretty quick upon us here, folks. Auction Center of North America is where they do a consignment auction. Beautiful facility in Steele, North Dakota. You can go in and warm up. Get a little coffee, a little hot chocolate, get back out. This will be at 10 a.m. on the 29th. All right, so mark that on your calendar. 10 a.m. on the 29th. And some of the equipment, just some of it, includes the top-quality secondhand excavators, ranging in size from Komatsu PC200-400 and a Volvo 210. Mid-size six-way dozers, wheel loaders, trenchers, haul trucks, skid steers, aerial lifts, service trucks. They've got some new and used skid steer attachments, a number of semis, semi-trailers, egg hopper trailers, a great range of tractors, continuous fence panels, and a tailgater's dream. I've seen this one as you cruise 94 by the Auction Center of North America, just outside Steele, a 1981 coach bus. Yeah. So Piper's Auctioneers, 10 a.m., November 29th, Steele, North Dakota. By the way, on-site and online bidding available for that day. Mark your calendars, okay? That'd be a good day to do that. Let's get Eric in Golden Valley in here. And then we're going to talk with Mark Skogerbo about a big event at Kiss Livestock on Sunday evening. Eric, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to let you know about kind of an interesting phone call I had. I called the Chamber of Commerce in San Francisco about a week ago. And I asked them what part of the city I could go to find all the human waste and needles and stuff. They got special clues, crews for cleaning this up. I don't know if you heard anything about that or not. But I said I wanted to bring my family down there and show my kids what voting for Democrats gets you for, you know, if you vote for Democrats for a couple generations. Just know there's, let them know how voting goes and what it gets you. So kind of a good lesson to be learned there, I think.
What kind of
I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, what kind of response did you get?
Yeah, I wanted to pinpoint a location in the city, and they actually told me it's pretty widespread, so I just have to go around and look. And they said I won't have any problem finding it.
Boy, there's a Chamber of Commerce brochure, isn't there?
I'm sure, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Interesting. I like your sense of humor, Eric. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just for Bowman. You guys have a good one. Wish me luck, Hutton.
Yeah, good luck to you. Go get them.
All right.
Yeah. Golden Valley to Bowman. And South Dakota this weekend for their deer opener. So a lot going on. Be safe out there. Let me tell you a little bit about an event happening Sunday night. Kiss Livestock, 7 o'clock. Mark, the Freedom Poet. We'll be there for the Cowboys for Christ event at Kiss Livestock, 7 p.m. on Sunday night. Mark, how are you doing?
Doing great. That was a delightful call. And thanks to you in North Dakota for Kevin Kramer. It's great.
How about that? Did you look upon, Mark lives in South Dakota now. Did you look upon North Dakota with a little envy after that night, did you?
Oh, big time. But, you know, John Thune, who I worked for back in 04, is now number two in the Senate, so that made me kind of happy.
Yeah, he might be the heir apparent to be leader there.
Yeah, he's young and strong, and, you know, he's just a neat guy.
I like John Thune, I do. I think he's rock solid. You know, and that's, of course, a tough job being a leader. You're dancing between ideologies and everything else.
Oh.
So you're coming to Mandan for the Cowboys for Christ. Tell us a little bit about Cowboys for Christ.
Well, it's just a great group. They have chapters in 31 states, and I think now that we've got a governor and a lieutenant governor in North Dakota that are both cowboys, we might get one in South Dakota. But they basically are non-denominational. They're Christians, and they just live their faith. They cut across all denominational lines. They like to get together for fellowship. They've got a love of the land, the love of our country, patriotic Christian, good people. Salt of the earth, and in fact, I'm going to church on Sunday to a church pastored by a man that accepted Christ at a Cowboys for Christ event several years ago. So they reach out, they share their faith, they know it's the way to live, and they live that way. And they have events. I went and saw a family, a three-generation family, singing there a month ago, and it was just amazing, singing and playing. There was an 88-year-old man that played a harmonica like a champ, and you know, they're just a terrific group that gets together monthly.
And of course, this will be 7 p.m. on Sunday night. Tell us a little bit about your presentation. What are you going to talk about?
Well, I'll start out by saying a pledge of allegiance to my big 6-foot-13-star Old Glory flag. I talk about America's start, about the faith of our fathers, about the Cortez and Columbus were missionaries more than anything else. George Washington, I call him America's Moses. He was a devout Christian. Most people don't know about that. And then talk about a great revival of the Squanto, who was like America's Joseph. He saved the Plymouth colony without any doubt. They wouldn't have survived without his wisdom and knowledge of the land, and just a miraculous guy, sold into bondage and taught Christianity and English by some priests over in Europe. And then why our government is the best, why our constitutional republic is the only form of government based on the fact that our rights come from God. We are not a democracy. We better not be a socialism or it's all over. So my main impetus is sharing constitutions everywhere I go and explaining why our constitutional republic with the Bill of Rights preceded by the Declaration of Independence is the greatest form of government ever.
Jeff Flake evidently
got a free constitution too. So,
what's that?
All attendees get a free constitution.
A free copy of the Constitution, isn't that nice?
Yep.
I was going to tell you that we heard Jeff Flake spoke at a congressional dinner last night and read from the Constitution and suggested that the president was not following the Constitution by decredentialing Jim Acosta from CNN. Is there anything in the Constitution there about Jim Acosta having a pass as long as he wants one? Have you seen that anywhere in there?
First of all, the freedom of speech it requires responsible freedom. All of our founding fathers believed in civility and respect in the exercise of their freedoms, and your freedom cannot end at another man's toes. He violated the covenant of freedom of speech when he kept interrupting our president. First of all, he's a guest in the White House. And this has no constitutional standing whatsoever. Acosta's a dork, and he should. I would never let him in my house as long as I live. And I got the right to do that. So does Trump.
I want to hear a poem of yours with the word dork in it. How about that, guys? You got,
I'll work on the dork poem for Scott.
Isn't that the rhyme? Or
I usually rhyme, but sometimes I have free verse. You know? But dork and stork. One day a heavily laden stork brought Acosta the dork. And all he
there you go.
Dork.
Yeah, exactly right. I totally dragged you down in the mud. I'm so sorry for that. But I
that's all right.
A little bit of news today that we're following, so we're trying to keep that a little bit straight. So anyway, 7 until 8:30. This is again Sunday. Kiss Livestock, Cowboys for Christ. Anything else you want to tell us, Mark?
Well, I just think that it's so important that we get constitutions into the hearts and minds of kids. This year, September 17th, the anniversary of the signing of the Constitution, I'm trying to institute a Take Your Constitution to School Day, the first annual one, September 17th, 2019. And that's the anniversary of the ratification of the Constitution. So I want to get constitutions in. Not one kid in 1,000 knows 5 of the rights in the first of the Bill of Rights alone. So I want to just call attention to that. That's my main goal next year. The faith and the government of our founding fathers, and we need it now more than ever.
What do you think the average high school student, it's just, North Dakota, South Dakota, average high school student, how much time do they spend on the Constitution in class, do you think?
None. Virtually none. Find one that knows the difference between a republic and a democracy. Find one that knows why socialism is horrific. Find one that can say the first of the Bill of Rights ensures our freedom of religion, speech, press, petition, and the right to assemble. Not one in 1,000 knows that stuff. That's why I'm driven, because I got 18 grandkids. I guarantee they're ahead of the curve, but you got to spend time with these dear kids and teach them the truth. You know, if a kid isn't ready to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands and know what it is and how precious America is, we're freedom's only hope in the whole world. We stand against Hitler, against ISIS, against socialism, against evil. And so the kids have to know so much why our republic is so precious, so unique. Our rights come from God. And then they're willing to die to perpetuate this greatest government in the history of mankind. So, pretty cool.
Mark has spent the better part of his life being, for lack of a better term, a political gypsy, just someone that's unafraid to go wherever he needed to be and help, various causes, and done a lot of that, obviously, in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. So we're lucky there's people out there like that that are willing to just do whatever it takes and sometimes a great sacrifice to themselves and the rest of the family, but care so much about the country. And Mark certainly does. And I know, having heard him many times, that you will not regret taking some time and go Sunday night to Kiss Livestock in Mandan, 7 o'clock for the Cowboys for Christ event. It'll be great. Mark, take care, my man. Be safe, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you so much, man.
Mark Scogerbill, also known as Mark the Freedom Poet, and Free Constitution, too, when you go there. Can't beat that. All right, short break. Back with more after this. What's on your mind? Tell us at 258-0550, 258-0550, the local telephone number, 800-228-0550. This is What's On Your Mind. We'll continue after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Cattlemen and Women, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to come out for a day to discuss the issues regarding our cattle industry. Bring your neighbors and your kids, free daycare available. The date is Saturday, November 17th at the Ramada in Bismarck. Hear from Dr. Susan Keller, Dr. Kevin Sedovic, grain specialist Jess Peterson from United States Cattlemen Association, along with Newcastle, Wyoming rancher Tracy Hunt. To register, go online at IBAN.org. There's also a gun raffle, dance, and banquet following.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
A great resource is a website called Secure Energy Future. It is the website of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future that is dedicated to enhancing, preserving, and protecting the diverse set of energy resources, including dependable homegrown coal-based electricity, to continue to ensure an affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses, Minnesota, North Dakota, now into the future. Now, you hear a fair amount about electric vehicles right now, right? They don't exist without coal. How do you think you charge them? Right? So it takes everything. It's all of the above. No two ways about it. Get coal facts on the website. Find out about the latest in research and development. That's the real story that just amazes me. It's phenomenal what they've done in technology. Lignite Energy Council, Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. They're always looking to tomorrow. Pretty amazing. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. I had the pleasure of moderating, or I guess facilitating, emceeing a panel last night. It was actually in West Fargo, but it could have been just as easy in Dickinson or Watford City, or, you know, pick your town, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, anywhere. It really wasn't specific to this community, but the new superintendent in West Fargo, Beth Sluddy, asked the police department of West Fargo to partner on a student success series. And they started, the first one was related to, I don't know how to say this nicely, but sexting. Right, and sending inappropriate photos either by texting or by app or whatever. And I learned something absolutely staggering at that, that they believe over 50% of students are doing that. Now, folks, that's criminal behavior. If a student sends an inappropriate picture to another student, that's an offense right there. They could have a criminal record and be listed as a sex offender forever for that one time. And over 50% of the students are doing it. So last night was on substance abuse and the impacts that's having. And it's phenomenal. You know, they had a DEA officer and the West Fargo Police Department folks going through all the different things they're seeing on the street now, what they're having, how they're doing it, you know, the meth, the opioids, and boy, if anybody ever tells you, you know, oh, marijuana doesn't have any long-term impact, it's no big deal, they are lying to you. They are lying to you. The impact on the brain, they had a parole officer there that's worked with kids. It's just phenomenal. And there's more to come. They're doing one on mental health as well in the future and social media. But I just sat there as a parent. You know, obviously we've graduated one out of high school and college, and we've got another one in college, and then a high schooler, and, you know, so sort of rounding third, heading home, but you just rethink everything. How close of attention am I paying? Am I really asking the questions? And the one thing that stuck with me more than anything is that if a parent is aware what's out there, in other words, to hear that 50% of students in a high school in North Dakota are exchanging sexually explicit photos of each other in a way that would make them criminally culpable, that should send a chill up your spine like no other. But knowing it, at least, I hope, motivates you into saying, you know, I'm just going to ask, you know, have you ever received one of these? Do you hear about this? Do you know about this? Do you? I think I told a story on the air about, I forget where, somewhere in North Dakota, where a student came home with a story of something that happened in a classroom in which, you know, a girl said about a boy who was there, how many of you in this room have received photos of him we shouldn't see? Like 12 hands go up. So I believe that number, that it's a lot more than we think. Now, that you know that, now the conversations have to happen. Parents are the answer here, folks. They really are. I mean, teachers can do so much. School counselors can do so much. The real change would come from parents, not just assuming this doesn't happen to my son or daughter. Doesn't do this. No, you don't know. Anyway, a real eye-opener. I mean, a real eye-opener. The one positive, the one thing that allows me still to, you know, smile a little bit and hold my head up after something like that, is to know the difference it can make to have students, rather parents, know about this and talk to their children, talk to the students, that there's still hope if, in fact, we engage and have these conversations. And they're going to be uncomfortable many times. But it's either that or, like, One family there last night talked about straight-A student, athlete, whole thing. Ultimately killed himself because of the demons of the substance abuse. So don't let that be your son or daughter. Engage, okay?
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Carson Wentz shops here? Why wouldn't you? Vince Webker is here, the owner, and my neighbor. So I can tell you, you can trust this guy and his great team here. Tell us why your hot tubs are better.
Well, Hot Springs invented the portable hot tub in 1977. Does that make it better? No. The things we do and how we engineer it do, we call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. Those are the three big differences to whether you use this a lot or not at all. And believe me, we want you in hot water. We need you in it because you're better physically, mentally, and relationally.
And you are the only saltwater hot tub?
The only one. Do your research. A lot of our competitors will claim they have saltwater, but do your research. You'll understand why Ace Saltwater is the one and only on the market.
Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.